Hello, this is Mike Bayless, the owner of Ghost Hill Cellars in Yamhill Carlton AVA in Oregon. We specialize in Pinot Noir. We have four different treatments of Pinot Noir, which is our Prospector's Reserve, our Classic Pinot Noir, our Pinot Noir Rosé, and our Pinot Noir Blanc. To find out more about us, visit our website at ghosthill.com.
You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. We want to give you a very cool idea for celebrating Halloween a la adult style with an interesting competition that's going on Facebook with Ghost Hill Cellars. Ghost Hill Cellars specializes in Pinot Noir, and Ghost Hill Cellars is in Oregon in the Yamhill Carlton AVA. It's a family-owned estate, and it's been in the family for over 100 years. And joining us today on Wine and Dine is Mike Bayless, who is proprietor, family member proprietor. And Mike, I thank you so very much for joining us today. And let's start off, if you don't mind, by talking about where does Ghost Hill Cellars get its name?
Cool, and yes, glad to be here. My family, is, as you've already mentioned, has owned the property since 1906, and the road that runs through our property is part of the original military road from Portland to Salem. And sometime in the late 1800s, we don't have an exact date, a miner camped on top of our hill for the night, and during the night he was murdered for his poke of gold. In the process, his horse was killed, and since then he's been seen astride his horse looking for the one who took his life and his gold.
Oh, whoa. So is the Ghost Hill Cellars Ghost Story Facebook contest, is this the first year you're doing this, or is this an annual event?
Well, this is the very first year. Actually, it kind of came up as a we found out about a second ghost story just a couple of weeks ago. Another reason that it is called Ghost Hill is that there was a bank robbery in the town next to us, Carlton, which we're about 3 miles from, and one of the bank robbers was mortally wounded in a shootout. And he ended up hiding on our property before we owned it, or before it was cleared, in a group of trees, and sent his horse on so they would follow the horse, and we assume that he bled to death. So,
oh, my.
So there's a couple of violent deaths that are associated with our property.
Oh,
and the old-timers knew it as Ghost Hill. They might have just called it Hard Luck Hill, but unfortunately for us, they called it Ghost Hill.
Oh, my gosh. So tell us about this this Ghost Story Facebook contest, because people can have a lot of fun with this.
Well, we're asking for your people's ghost stories and to send them in to Facebook. .com/ Ghost Hill Cellars, and we are giving away a $25 winery credit. The last day would be October the 27th, and this is the very first time the very first time that we've done it, and that we're hoping for quite a bit of response from this.
Hey, so if people want to learn more, if they go to ghosthillcellars.com in the events page, they'll be able to click on the contest. And do you have any submissions so far?
We're just starting.
Okay.
So no.
Okay. So cool that I can be involved with promoting this. And can you also tell us about the fact that you're going to have a winemaker dinner on October 31st?
Oh, yes, we're having it at the Joel Palmer House, which is Chris, the chef there is a nationally known chef, and we're having a costume party on Halloween, and the best costume gets a magnum of wine.
And runner-up gets a bottle of the Prospector's Reserve. So let's talk about the wines that you have, this Pinot Noir focus at Ghost Hill Cellars. And something that I find so interesting is in addition to this very, very wonderful red Pinot Noirs, you also honor Pinot Noir by making a Pinot Noir Blanc and a Pinot Noir Rosé.
That's correct. We're all estate grown. We don't outsource any wines or any grapes, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And all we have is Pinot Noir. Our goal is an artisan winery, and we're very small, and we have a very small production, and we are doing all quality wines of the French style, Burgundian style of Pinot Noir, and we have the Prospector's Reserve of Pinot Noir Classic in our Pinot Noir Rosé, which is we're sold out of right now, in our Pinot Noir Blanc, which is a French style of Pinot Noir Blanc, except that we don't age it in oak, we age it in stainless steel for crispness, and we're getting quite a bit of good feedback from this.
Yeah. I would imagine, and so if people, let me give you some kind of a context here. If you've never had a Pinot Noir Blanc, let me say, and I'm quoting from the website, made in the same fashion as champagne, but there are no bubbles.
Correct. We call it champagne without bubbles.
Wow.
My winemaker calls it sunshine in a bottle.
Oh, how yummy, yummy, yummy. Okay, so you have two different styles of the red Pinot Noir. One's called the Prospector's Reserve, and the other is the family name Bayless Bauer Vineyard. And these are both, you say, very small production. And so talk to us about how the wines are made.
We have a winery that we don't have our own winery. We make them in Carlton at a winery, Scott Paul Winery. And Rebecca, who you talked to earlier,
yes,
is our winemaker. And it's all, it's just the family. Rebecca's like family. I help making the wines, my son, her children, we get together, and at harvest time, we do all of the work, actually, ourselves. So our production is going to be about 500 cases of Pinot Noir and around 500 cases of the Blanc, Pinot Noir Blanc, and somewhere around 100 to 150 of Rosé this year.
Wow. And is she fermenting the red Pinot in barrel, in newer used barrel, or is she fermenting it in stainless steel and then aging it in barrel?
Yes. Well, we ferment it in poly tanks, and then we age it in barrels, all French oak. We don't use anything with French oak.
Okay. Go ahead. I was going to say, is it new or used or a combination?
Combination.
Okay.
We have that Prospector's Reserve is basically, well, it's a different handling of the clones, and it has more new French oak than the classic.
Okay, than the Bayless Bauer.
Yes.
Okay, and they're both 2009 that are up on the website, and people can also buy a magnum of the Bayless Bauer Vineyard Pinot Noir.
Yes, they can. Correct.
Wow. So you own 15 acres that are planted to Pinot Noir. Is the property bigger than 15 acres? And I want to say 230
acres? 234
acres. Wow. Are you going to be planting more to Pinot Noir in the future, or are you sticking with the 15 acres for now?
We're hoping to plant more Pinot Noir. It's just one of those things where we need to really start to grow before we can do it.
Yeah.
I have 80 acres that's plantable to Pinot Noir, so we hope to expand in the future, although we're not planning on becoming a huge winery.
Yeah.
Our goal is around a 5,000 case winery, which is pretty small.
Oh, boy, this is so exciting that we're talking to you at this stage. I thank you so very much for your time in doing this. And as I see from the website, you ship to most of the states. If people can join the club or not even join the club, and they can order online.
Yes, we can. Actually, that's our winemaker. One of her day jobs is she's in charge of Northwest Wines to You, which is affiliated with the Trappist Abbey Warehouse, and we ship through them to every state where it's legal.
Oh boy! So does that include North Carolina? Which I think
yeah.
I think it does. Yeah, okay.
I think it does. Yes.
Mm. Okay. So are you at the? Are you finished with all your harvesting of Pinot Noir for the 2012?
No, we're waiting for the rains, which is an unusual thing. Usually people try to beat the rains, but we've been waiting for the rains. We have had the longest dry spell in the history of records for Oregon, 84 days, I believe, without measurable rain, except it's raining right now, so.
Oh, wow.
We're planning on harvesting next Tuesday.
So I would think that the 2012 vintage will be exceptionally concentrated.
Well, that's one of the things why we wanted to wait for some rain.
Okay.
We don't like a high alcohol content. We're going for a classic Oregon Pinot Noir.
Oh, I'm so with you with that. I don't like high alcohol also. Wow. And Ghost Hill Cellars is low input vineyard and enology certified and also salmon safe. And I thank
Correct.
You so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine. This has been such a pleasure meeting you, Mike Bayless.
Well, thank you, Lynn. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
We will have links up for you to learn more. Ghost Hill Cellars, fantastic story and delicious wines. On Wine and Dine.
Hi, this is Rebecca Pittick-Schultes. I'm the winemaker with Ghost Hill Cellars, and I would invite you to taste our wines and learn more at ghosthillcellars.com.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine. On the web at iWineRadio.com.